Namo Guru Manjugoshaya. I bow down to my Lama, gentle voice. I can clear away this torment of life now, simply by bringing to mind my heart Lama, full of kindness, the one who has gone through this cosmic play over the last few millions of years, acting out the holy deeds of thousands of those who have gone to bliss, here in the fortunate eon. From this moment on, until the day that I reach enlightenment, the question of whether I escape the terrors of the three lower realms, or reach the higher ones, or even reach freedom from them altogether, is something which relies upon my Supreme Lama, the one who guides me upon this path. But if now I go off to seek some shelter that I imagine might be higher than my teacher, this one who has bestowed upon me all three of the different forms of kindness, it would be like throwing away the highest wishing jewel for a trinket of glass. This body and mind of a human we have, so hard to find and with such great potential, are more precious than a worthy god's whole life. Suppose that we grasp this fact, but even then, we waste the time of our life on this life and never fulfill its fullest purpose. We would be then even a greater fool than a beggar who through some stroke of luck is able to reach the land of jewels but returns home naked and empty-handed. Even in our everyday life, the stupidest sort of worthy person would be every hour upon his guard if he knew that his greatest enemy would arrive at his house within a month or a year, but on some unspecific date. Our one great foe though, the Lord of Death, is the same. We know he will come for us, it's just that we have no certainty about when he will make his appearance. Alas then, we are more stupid than fools to relax here without watching out for him. This monstrous king of the realms of death eats away at our life from day to day, and you and I have no guarantee that he won't strike suddenly, even today. How then can it be that we feel even a moment of mental peace? Quickly now comes that final illness, the incurable one, the unbearable one. We roll in agony on the bed, covered in our own sheet and peace. The warmth of life begins to fade. The breath comes hard and chokes the throat. Relatives and friends stand weeping around the bed. You're beyond the point of treatments and medicine. You flail your arms and legs. You stare with eyes of terror because you know. But still you hope then, don't you, that some miracle will come and save you. For you have spent a lifetime within the illusion that somehow things will last, but the Death Lord has already come and mounted himself up on your back. Lie there naked. Lie there in shame. Lie there with hope. I can only laugh. The time is upon us now, and we must pass. Strip of clothes, strip of friends, strip of even the flesh and bone that we have loved so dearly. Gone now to that empty desert, where the enemy awakes to strike his final blow. Oh, perhaps you were a powerful man, a lord of the riches of all three realms, but your power on that day ends, and you cannot take along with you even a single atom of all the things that you used to own. Surrounding you may be then by family and dearest friends, but in that moment, not a single one can come with you. If in that hour you leave behind even the name you used to be called, then what need mention everything else? Oh, here we are, me and the others of you, who perhaps are the same as me myself, ignoring this one great terror to come, completely engrossed in this life's affairs, which having nothing to do with anything. Come please look after us, I pray. My Lama, look on us with love. We are every suffering person there is, and we have no one else to help us.